Hello everyone, it's me, your boy D, and I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to jump on here and just do some quick little podcast episodes for you all. So let's begin. First of all, I hope everyone had a good day today. I had a rough, long day, so, you know, forgive me for jumping on here late. I kind of had to take a quick little nap and eat, but I just want to jump on here and entertain you all and give you all my thoughts and opinions about some trending stories. So, this first story I want to talk about is this curious case of Miss Carly Russell. Now, for the past 3 days, really the whole week, all of social media, the news, you know, seemed like the whole world was being captivated by this girl in Alabama who claimed she saw a toddler on the interstate. She pulled over and, you know, some people grabbed her and, you know, she was missing for 2 days. Then she showed up at her parents' house, you know, and, you know, when the story broke that she was found, people were so happy because it was a lot of stories. For the past 2 years, it's been a bunch of viral stories about young women, especially young black women, being taken and killed and, you know, found in disturbing places. And, you know, no one knows, no one calls the police. The police, you know, wash their hands up and the case just goes cold. You know, Garcelle Bouvier actually did a Lifetime movie about this, and it was a very eye-opening movie. So, you know, a lot of people were happy that she was found, but as more and more information came out, people started asking questions because, you know, when she was found, you know, she said she wanted privacy, the family wanted privacy, and, you know, a lot of people in the neighborhood and in that community were saying, Nola, you need to do a press conference and say what happened. You know, describe to these people, describe to everyone what these people look like. Because, I mean, if there is some human traffickers or kidnappers using a toddler as bait, you know, the community needs to know. You know, we need to know what this person looked like, what they were driving, where did they take you, how did you escape? You know, we need to know. And, you know, again, it seemed like every day there was more and more information, you know, being leaked. And I'm just going to play you all this little clip because they finally did a press conference. The police did a press conference and all signs point to Carly lied. So I'm going to play you all this short little video and then I'm going to give you my thoughts and opinions on it.
We want to turn now to some significant updates in the case of Carly Russell.
She is the woman in Alabama whose disappearance and later return has received national attention over the last week. It has also raised a lot of questions about what exactly happened to her.
Police are now saying they cannot verify much of her version of events. Sam Brock is in Hoover, Alabama, with new details from police.
New evidence and a clearer timeline are raising more questions in the case of Carly Russell, the 25-year-old nursing student whose disappearance for just over 48 hours led to a massive search effort, now prompting this conclusion from Hoover's police chief.
We've been unable to verify most of Carly's initial statement.
Where do you think she went, and how would you characterize what happened here?
That's the $100 question.
Investigators playing Russell's 911 call about a missing toddler right before her disappearance.
Hi, I am on Interstate 459, and there is a kid just walking by their cell.
She described a child who didn't appear to have pants or shoes on and told police she tried to get out of her vehicle to help the toddler. Except the chief says, according to cell phone data, she drove 600 yards while talking to the 911 operator.
She was traveling 6 football fields, which tells you what?
To think that a toddler, barefoot, that could be 3 or 4 years old, is going to travel 6 football fields without getting in the roadway. It's just very hard for me to understand.
For the first time, police also revealing Russell told them she was abducted by a man with orange hair, who was later joined by a woman, and that the couple brought her to a home, forced her to undress, and took nude photos of her. Authorities highlighting a number of internet searches that Russell made in the days before her disappearance, including whether you have to pay for an Amber Alert, how to take money from a register without being caught, a one-way bus ticket from Birmingham to Nashville, and the 2008 film, Taken.
Someone gets kidnapped that several 7 hours or 8 hours before that, that they're searching the internet, Googling the movie Taken about an abduction. I find that very, very strange, yes.
Investigators also believe Russell stole a bathrobe and toilet paper from her job. Stuart Rowe owns the Woodhouse Spa, Birmingham.
You did not see any signs that this was someone who could be troubled?
No, not at all. She always came on time. She was pleasant.
Rowe says he's cooperating with police.
The number one concern is that Carly's home safe with her family.
That was Sam Brock reporting. Carly Russell has declined to talk with police a second time. One person said they possibly saw a person standing beside Russell's car on the side of the interstate.
So, let me stop that. So, that is, you know, the big development. Now, when I tell you people lit into this girl ass on social media, I mean, the memes, the anger, it has been a lot. It really has, and it's understandable. You know, for me personally speaking, the minute that I noticed something didn't make sense was when they released the video of her driving on the interstate. Because if you watch the video, she does pull over, her headlights are on, but you don't see no child. And you know, again, like that police, chief said, you know, what child do you know is just gonna walk in a straight line 600 yards on the interstate? Okay, last month I went to Atlanta to go visit some family members, and my cousin has a 4-year-old little boy. And, you know, we went to the park and he didn't walk straight. He zigzagged throughout the jungle gym and stuff. You know, if there was a toddler and they were walking by themselves, you know, more than likely they would venture into traffic. So, you know, that's when I thought something was off. Now, initially, I thought the girl was on drugs and she was hallucinating or she had a mental illness. But, you know, what they said with her search engine, it does sound like she planned this. For whatever reason, you know, there's stories coming out about her stealing from her job. You know, there's a story about her, you know, having a kid with a 17-year-old and trying to escape with the 17-year-old. You know, just a lot of weird stuff. I don't know if any of that is true or not, so I'm just going to say alleged. But it was just a lot of weird things. And, you know, now people are going through her Twitter history, because her Twitter's still up, and you know, she was obsessed with that movie Taken, and that's that movie with Liam Neeson about his daughter who gets abducted and he tries to find her. It's a decent movie. They've made about 3 of them, but you know, she was obsessed with that movie. Now, I'm not gonna lie, you know, people were saying she should have watched Gone Girl, which is a movie about a woman who disappears and frames her husband for her murder, because that was a good movie, and that woman got away with that, actually. That woman actually did get away with that. But yeah, you know, they even pulled up tweets where she was arguing with this girl who was messing around with her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. You know, it was just, you know, the picture being painted is of a, you know, of a girl who was involved in a bunch of drama. And, you know, and she might have a little mental problem. She might. You know, I also think what made it worse was when she was found the very next day. You know, her parents said they wanted privacy, but they went on Today's show, and her mother was trying to quiet the fears and say that her daughter wasn't lying. And if you go on YouTube right now and watch that interview, her the father is not saying nothing. He, you know, you could tell he don't want to say nothing because he knows something that will, you know, that would jeopardize everything. You know, because I'm pretty sure her parents were also asking the same questions if they weren't in on this. Because, I mean, let's be real. What kidnappers, you know, because the story that came out was they dropped her off in front of her people's house. What kidnappers, you know, gonna drop someone off in front of their house damn near unharmed? Usually when that happens, it's Kill Bill style. They'll take an arm or a finger and threaten you and say, you know, if you tell anyone, they're going to come back and finish off the job. So, you know, the fact that she just walked away completely unharmed, you know, that was strange. And, you know, let me drink my tea. Because I have to be real with some people on here. If you have been following this podcast that I have, you all would know I discussed the Jesse Smollett situation. That was the guy from Empire who claimed back in 2019 that two Trump supporters beat him up and tried to lynch him in downtown Chicago. And then it came out that he lied about that. For, you know, the reason he lied is still up in the air, but it came out he lied about that and paid these two Nigerian brothers to perpetrate their fraud. Now, people have been comparing this case to that, and I think it is a good comparison. The only difference is Jesse got a slap on the wrist because he's a well-connected celebrity with political connections. This girl is just your average of the mill young black woman, and they might throw the book at her. She's in Alabama. Jesse was in Chicago. Those are two different jurisdictions and two different justice systems. But I will say, you know, if you go through my archives and listen to what I said about Jesse Smollett, I said people on social media need to stop trying to shame people for having valid questions. Or, you know, and start with this, believe X, Y, believe this person, that person, because they fall in the category of X, Y, and Z. I saw so many people getting cursed out, getting shamed because they dared question this girl's story. Okay, I'm sorry. If something don't sound right, it don't sound right. You know, that doesn't take away from real victims if I question this one girl's story. And that's another thing that I found very interesting is that there's this narrative being pushed that, you know, this makes it hard for real victims, especially real black women who've been missing for years and months. You know, a bunch of people have been going around saying that. And my thing is this, you know, yes, the next time a case like this pops up, I will be a little more skeptical. I was already skeptical, but I hope people be a little more skeptical and just wait a little while to see what other facts come out. And not just, woo, just jump on the story. But, you know, if Lil Deja goes missing, and, you know, there's proof that she went missing, you know, just because this girl lied, that doesn't mean you shouldn't believe Deja. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go search for Deja. You know, when I hear people say that, you know, sometimes I feel like y'all didn't give a damn if these girls went missing or not. Okay, it's plenty of white women who've done this thing, lied. Hell, they've made a bunch of Lifetime movies. That's how Lifetime really got started with the movies. And, you know, that was a common plot in them old Lifetime movies where a woman would fake her death and go missing. But, you know, people still go look and believe when the actual white girl goes missing. So why can't y'all do the same thing for when the actual black girl goes missing? You know, now, since this done came out, I'm seeing people talk about this girl, that this pregnant woman that went missing back in February. And let me pull her name up. Let me pull her name up right now because I saw people on the Shade Room and the Neighborhood Talk talking about this. And you know, what I just found very interesting about this is this girl been missing since February. And now y'all want to, you know, start pushing this girl's story because, you know, Carly was exposed for being a liar. You know, that's what I found very interesting. Just very telling. Very telling. Okay, I can't find her name right now, but when I do my Instagram post, I'll try to add her name in the description. But I just find it funny that girl's been missing this February, and y'all just now bringing attention to it because this one girl's story turned out to be false after y'all guilt trip everybody who questioned it. And that's some BS. Okay, it's not anti-black, it's not racist, it's not misogynistic, it's not anti-black woman to question something that does not make sense. Okay. And it does not help the movement. Okay, there has been plenty of stories of, again, young people, especially young black women, you know, disappearing, being found with their organs missing, teeth missing, bodies missing, or, you know, it's videos of them arguing with their father or their boyfriend, and then they just disappear, and everybody in the family acts clueless. That girl that was pregnant, her father claimed that, you know, that she needed some fresh air, and they drove up to a fast food place and she jumped out the car to get some air, and then he looked up and she disappeared. That shit sounds suspicious. I'm sorry. So, again, people have a right to question something that doesn't make sense and call it out because it does take away the plight of other women who've disappeared. But in the same breath, just because this girl lied, that doesn't mean this other girl not. And it's up to you to have that discernment and cipher fact from fiction. Now, having said that, I don't know what's going to happen to this young lady. A part of me feel that they are going to throw the book at her because the way that police chief was talking, you can tell he was not pleased. He was not amused. You know, I mean, the receipts he put on that girl, you can tell he had his shit together. And, you know, if they go to court, yeah, they're going to throw the book at her ass. And, you know, I just think it's really sad, you know, how all of this has kind of has really went downhill. I really do. Just a shame. But on that note, I'm your boy, Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea, and I'll come back with the rest of my commentary.